österreichischen Hilton Hotels. Welcome to the Austrian Hilton Hotels. Für Deutsch drücken Sie bitte die 1. For English, please dial 2. For general hotel information, please press 1. For your new booking request up to 9 rooms, please dial 2. For your groups and events reservation for more than 10 rooms, please dial 3. For any other requests, please press 4. Thank you for calling us.
Herzlich willkommen bei Hilton. Bitte drücken Sie 1, um mit einem unserer Spezialisten verbunden zu werden.
Please press 1 to speak with one of our specialists.
Ihr Anruf kann zur Überprüfung und Qualitätskontrolle aufgenommen werden.
Das hätten wir in der Dienstzimmerreservierung. Mein Name ist Nico Retzlaff. Wie darf ich Ihnen weiterhelfen?
Yes, Audi, speak English.
Yes, sure, you're at the Reservations Department of Hilton Vienna. How can I assist you?
Yes, my name is Benny. I made a reservation through Priceline for next week. I just wanted to make sure that you have all the details and that there's no problem with the reservation.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Benny Hoxter. That is H O C H S T E R Hoxter. Mm-hmm. And I made a reservation for the 22nd, checking in 22 and leaving 24 of December, two adults, two children at the Hilton. I don't remember the one that's next to the Danube. I don't know the name of the place.
Yeah, got it. It's at the new waterfront hotel.
Okay.
Just give me a second. Yeah. You made the booking via booking.com, is that correct?
Via Priceline.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like 10 minutes ago.
Kind of surprising. Okay. That's kind of a thing. So, but you're basically staying from 22nd to 24th of December, right?
That's correct.
So there I have a booking on your name for the Hilton Vienna Danube Waterfront, one room for two adults.
And two children.
But I have no information about the children in this booking. And it shows me that it's gone via booking.com, so maybe Priceline booked it via booking.com as well. It could be possible, but then we are missing the information about the children. Okay. Do you receive something like a booking code from Priceline?
Yes. Like a confirmation code, you mean?
Yeah, sure. Maybe it's written over here, that's why I'm asking.
One minute. I'll find it. I think the number is 325-155-5807. And then there's a PIN code.
Yeah, okay. Then we are definitely talking about the same reservation.
Yes.
And it has come through us via booking.com. So if you booked it with another agency, the agency booked it with booking.com. So if we need to change something, that will getting a bit complicated in this case, because you need then to talk first to your provider, which booked it for you.
I have.
And it seems that they have to talk with booking.com, that then they again with us, so it could take a while to add the two children.
Well, that is the thing. I have just, you see, on the confirmation, when I made the reservation, I wrote two children and two adults. On the reservation, when I got the confirmation, it just said two adults. So I called them. I called the company, Priceline.com, and I've spoken to them, and they, on the line, they called the property, which I assume is you, and they said, then they came back to me, and they said that, yes, it's no problem, and even if it says on the confirmation just two adults, so there won't be a problem. So I'm very careful, so that's why I'm calling you right now, to make sure that I don't arrive at the property and at night, and then there's a problem. So I want to.
I just said it's totally fine that you're taking care.
So I just want to make sure that it's not a problem. So if you're telling me that there is no two children, so I need to get back to them and tell them that it is a problem with you. If it's not a problem with you, so it's not a problem with you. But I need to know what we're doing here.
Okay, yeah, you're absolutely right on how to solve that. However, let me just check first. Especially because you reserved the king guest room over here, I need to check if we have a possibility even to add two children. Can I ask you how old the children are?
Yes, of course, 12 and 14.
Okay. So. Yeah, that's what I assumed. The problem itself, regardless of if we can change it or not, the problem itself is that the room, which is reserved right now, has a max occupancy of 3 people only. So there will be like one child missing. But let me check if we have availability to this date, maybe for another room.
Okay.
Just to make sure first if we have availability at least. Otherwise, it will be even complicated for Booking.com and stuff to change that. 22nd to 24th, okay. Yeah, the thing basically is, if you are 4 persons, we would need to add another room to make sure that you can all stay in the hotel. So that might be a bit difficult. Let me just check if we can connect it somehow. Yeah, so basically, let me just think through the process. So if you're just going now to booking.com or which partner you choose?
Priceline.com.
Priceline, okay. So if I just think through the process, you're just going now to Priceline. They request if they can add 2 children. Then they're going to booking.com. They request it with us. And then we most likely going to say, well, we can add 1 child, but not 2 child to the room. So then they come back to you at the end and say that's not possible to change. So to make it a bit easier, I would just say, because you have like the 1 king guest room for 2 adults, if I book you right now with us directly another room, because you will need to have another room, because we cannot occupy 4 people in 1 room. What about if I would book you now just the second room with us directly? And then you have...
But that would double the price.
Yeah, most likely. But I guess, to be honest,
yeah,
there won't be another option because, as I said before, we cannot occupy four people in this kind of room. So the other option would be go to Priceless and say, you have made a mistake. Please refund me, and then you call us again, and then we look what we can book it with you directly.
I understand.
So my question is how you want to handle this.
But again, the price would be double in that case.
Most likely, yeah. For example, I can give you like a king guest room. Yeah. I don't know how much you paid via Priceless, but I could give you a king guest room for €86.10 per night without breakfast.
€86, and that's cheap. Yeah, that's 160, give about on 230, right?
It would be
320. How much?
Yeah, the additional room would cost you €170.
Extra.
Yeah.
On top of what I just paid. I understand. I need to fix that.
Yeah.
I will have to get back to you on this. So I thank you very much, and I will...
Just in case, if you have any problems with them, and it really seems like you need to have a booking room, just call us again.
Let me just make this clear. Am I talking now to someone in the hotel, or are you some back office somewhere?
No, you're calling like the general reservation line.
Yeah.
We are working for several hotels in Vienna.
I understand.
So,
you are not actually at the desk.
Yeah, it will be difficult to reach me in person exactly one more time because we're like a bigger team. But however, just go to Priceline first, check with them if they can do anything. I guess it will be a little longer process.
No,
it's
very interesting because, as I said, I spoke to you. I spoke to them a few minutes ago and just to make sure. And they said they called the hotel and... The hotel said it will not be a problem. So I can't, you know, I'm going to call them now.
Yeah, the thing is, I can see like no added information in this booking. So I assume that like something, the only other thing I have in mind, I could call the front desk and try to figure out which person talked to Priceless. And maybe they have just not placed a note, but... As I said, in general, it shouldn't be possible.
Could you do that? Could you call the front desk and find out who spoke to them?
Yeah.
Maybe we're just, you know, maybe they have a policy within the hotel that it is okay, and on the computer it's not okay, or you know, something like that.
Mm.
I'll wait online if that's an issue. I mean, I have no problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I will exactly do this. Yeah. Just give me a couple of minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, I just spoke to our in-house reservations department and double-checked with them if we have, like, received any kind of information regarding this booking.
Yeah.
Either from prices.booking.com, we also checked our emails because that's the usual way it goes.
Before you continue, I just, while I was waiting for you, I received an email, indeed, from booking.com. You are right. They probably went through booking.com. And it says here, dear Benny Hoxter, blah, 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 thank you for booking. We are writing to you regarding your reservation, the number, and the Hilton Vienna, the new wavefront. Check-in date, 22 of December, so on. Hi, yeah. My name is Glenn, yeah. Customer service agent that you spoke to. I'm sending this email upon your request, confirming that the two children with you will be accommodated by the property without any additional charges. The price that I indicated on your confirmation email is the total amount. And the reason... Okay, this is what it says. So,
impressive. Okay.
The name is Glenn Lloyd M, booking.com, customer service team.
Okay, in this particular case, I'll be honest with you. I just, as you received this email, I just had a talk to my colleagues and they did receive an email like this. So I'm not 100% sure why booking.com confirmed it because we have no information about.
Maybe you are.
However,
However,
I can tell you at least this. So we still have rooms left. So if you just come over, the situation will be like this. And we will still have like no note there. It will be possible to accommodate you in general. However, I'm not sure how we proceed this with booking.com then, because if they confirm something that is in reality not confirmed, there might be a bit issues during the check-in process. So this is more or less a problem of booking.com, not yours. So
I understand. Let me ask you this. I mean, I don't know what kind of service you are able to give. Is it possible for me to forward to you this email I received? And could you speak to booking.com on my behalf and figure this out?
Yeah. This might be a good idea.
Is that possible?
I give you the email from our reservations department. And just mention in the email, like you said, you received this email from booking.com and you want to have a reconfirmation that it's okay. Basically, just say that, not that we talked everything that makes it just more complicated. And then let's see what the answer is.
I understand. If
you have like then any more troubles, it's most likely a problem of booking.com and you can just come over and then we handle this. Okay, the email address will be... Reservations.
I'm doing it as we speak, so wait 1 second, please.
Okay, sure.
Okay, reservations.
Yeah, reservations with an S at the end, dot Vienna. Vienna like the city.
Dot Vienna, double N, of course, yes.
Yeah. And that at Hilton.com.
Okay, when can I expect to hear from them?
If you place in the headline of the email, please just mention there the word urgent, then they will come back to you as quick as possible because it's like very close to the check-in already, right?
Very well. So I will write urgent.
Yeah. And I would also like to give you our internal reservation number because it makes it a bit easier for my colleagues to find your booking.
One minute, I'm writing the urgent. Urgent, inquiry regarding...
Confirmation of booking.com or something. Make it like this.
Booking confirmation. Okay, so what should I write to them? I shouldn't mention our conversation, right? I should relate to it like the first, like this is the first contact.
Yeah, just skip it for first, just to avoid like any more confusions, because it's confusing already.
Okay.
So just basically say you received this email and want to have a reconfirmation, just like that.
Yes.
More than enough.
Okay, and
I give you all. Yeah, I also give you our internal reservation number, so that makes it a bit easier for my colleagues to find your booking. Our internal reservation number for this booking will be 316.
Yes.
858.
858.
And then 2245.
I'm repeating, it's 316-858-2245.
Exactly, yeah.
What's your name, if I may ask?
Yeah, my name is Nico, N-I-C-O.
Nico, thank you very, very much. You've been a great help.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And have a very
good
welcome.
Day. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. I hope it works all out in the end, yeah? Just have a nice day at the end of the day.
Very well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.